From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian officials said Monday terrorism is not among the likely causes of the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 on board, including several members of the popular Alexandrov Ensemble, also known as the Red Army Choir. Earlier Monday, Russia's transport minister said Sunday's crash was likely caused by pilot error or a technical issue. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it plunged into the Black Sea early Sunday. As rescuers tried to recover the victims and wreckage, Russia is observing a national day of mourning today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. The UN resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris on January the 15th, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed at that time. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Barack Obama on Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that launched the United States into World War II. A security analyst from Japan's Ritsu Meikin Asia Pacific University doesn't believe Abe will make an apology for what occurred decades ago.
I do not think that the statement will be of apologetic nature, but more of mutually recognizing the unfortunate past and the process which led to the eventual conflict, and then building on the post-World War II cooperation, the two countries will further enhance their partnership. I think that's going to be the core of the message.
Speaking of U.S.-Japan relations, the two countries on Thursday held a ceremony marking the U.S. military's return of land on Okinawa Island to the Japanese government, the largest transfer since 1972. Okinawa, which was under U.S. occupation until 1972, hosts the bulk of the approximately 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan. Some local residents, though, are pushing for the U.S. presence there to end. Senior officials from China, Pakistan, and Russia will meet in Moscow on Tuesday to review what they perceive as a growing threat to their frontiers posed by Islamic State extremists in Afghanistan. The official translator for Russia's ambassador explains why they are taking part in the meeting.
Our contacts with the representatives of Taliban are limited to the task of providing for the security of Russian nationals in Afghanistan and also aimed at moving the Taliban towards joining with the process of national reconciliation.
President Ashraf Ghani's government will not be included in the talks and reportedly is questioning the motives of the meeting. The U.S. General John Nicholson, commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, has said the overt contacts have served only to undermine the Afghan government and bolster the insurgents. India has successfully carried out a fourth test of its nuclear capabilities, the intercontinental Agni missile effectively putting China's northernmost areas within range of Indian nuclear weapons. The surface-to-surface missile was test-fired Monday off the coast of the eastern Odisha state and splashed down in Australian waters. A spokesman for the New Delhi Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis says the test ensured the Agni missile is operational. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.